everyone and everywhere on the internet that is listening, whether on your computer or on your car radio or in any other way. If you've downloaded us from iTunes, I am thrilled. This is Bruce Salen, and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen, and you can follow A Dad's Point of View page on Facebook, where we have well over 3,000 likes from around the world. Also, please visit my new website, boomertechtalk.com, and you can follow us there at Boomer Tech Talk. I am going to break with format. I'm going to break with tradition, and I'm going to do that because this is my show, and I can. It's the holiday season, and I have developed a fondness for Christmas music, going way back, and in fact, long before the days of downloads and MP3s, and for that matter, even CDs, I used to send out a holiday Christmas cassette tape of my favorite Christmas songs. When CDs came out, I sent out a holiday Christmas CD to friends as a greeting card, and I designed my own label that showed my family. So as you can tell, I have enjoyed and loved Christmas music. I might also add that the two greatest Christmas songs ever written were probably White Christmas by the late, great, amazingly prolific Irving Berlin, and The Christmas Song written by Mel Torme, which was, of course, immortalized by Nat King Cole. What I'm going to do with this show that is probably different from most Christmas music specials is that I'm not going to play whole songs, but instead give you pieces, clips from various songs, and in many cases, several clips from different renditions of the same song, often ones I'm sure you haven't heard. Let's begin with these versions of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
All of the other reindeer, I used to laugh and call him names, and they never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
come to God, Miss Ned.
All right.
Okay. Those were three versions of the classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. The one that was probably most famous and I believe was the first recording was the first one you heard by Gene Autry, the great cowboy singer and the former owner of the Angels baseball team. The second one you heard was by a doo-wop group called the Cadillacs. And the third one was from what arguably is the best Christmas album of all time, which is Phil Spector's Christmas album. And that was by the Crystals. And I would say that that is probably the best Christmas album of all time. One of Nat King Cole's would be in the top 10. And believe it or not, I think the Beach Boys had an amazing Christmas album. So coming up next is another montage of another classic song, just two of them this time, Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air,
what a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up,
pony time. Kick up your feet, jingle around the clock. Mix and mingle in the jingling beat. That's the Jingle Bell Rock. Jingle rock, Jingle Bell Rock. Rock, rock.
That was, believe it or not, Chubby Checker and Bobby Rydell. Chubby Checker of the Twist fame and Bobby Rydell of the original Bye Bye Birdie movie. The first version was probably the most famous, by Bobby Helms. Jingle Bell Rock. Next up is another montage of yet another favorite song of mine, Sleigh Ride. First Sleigh Ride was another great song from Phil Spector's Christmas album, done this time by the Ronettes, followed by the country group She Daisy doing Sleigh Ride, and last was the great surfer instrumental group The Ventures doing their twangy and oh-so-cool guitar version of Sleigh Ride. I just love it. Coming up next is, we discussed it a little bit, but there's no Christmas music special that cannot include Nat King Cole's The Christmas Song, written by the late, great Mel Torme.
Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child.
Again, that was the late, great Nat King Cole. Following now is the only Hanukkah song I like. It was performed by Peter, Paul, and Mary, and please enjoy Light One Candle.
Light one candle for the Maccabee children, but thanks that their light didn't die. Light one candle for the pain they endured, when their right to exist was denied. Light one candle for the terrible sacrifice justice and freedom demand. Light one candle for the wisdom to know when the peacemaker's time is at hand. Don't let the light go out, it's lasted for so many years. Don't let the light go out, let it shine through our love and our tears.
We are running out of time for this first segment of our special Christmas music show. That was Peter, Paul, and Mary doing the one Hanukkah song that I really like, and it's called Light One Candle, and I believe that was a live performance. This is the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. We will be right back with more Christmas music. Tune in.